Blog Talk Radio.
If you're looking for the real life topics, hottest music from the indie, the underground, and the mainstream, and you just want that real talk, you need to tune in each and every week to Man Made Radio, Live in the Mischief, with my homegirl, Anime, DJ Bedtime 357 co-signing it, the Uncrowned King of New York, and you know if I'm tuned in, then it gotta be the realest ish on radio. That's right.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Man Made Radio. Good evening. I don't know if it's raining or sunshining, wherever you're at, but I hope you're enjoying this Sunday evening, and thank you for joining me here live in the Mischief on Man Made Radio. As you may or may not know, I am your host, Anna May. If you don't know, you better get familiar. Check us out here every week at 6:30 p.m. sharp via blogtalkradio.com/manmaderadio, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Anime, that is A-N-A-H-M-A-E, and you can submit music and interview requests via the caramelfox@gmail.com, that is caramel spelled correctly, C-A-R-A-M-E-L, fox with two X's, the caramelfox@gmail.com, and like I said, you can check us out here live in the Mischief on Man Made Radio each and every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Now, we like to do this little thing here on Man Made Radio entitled The Random Report. We like to get you hip to a little bit of new music. We also like to talk about some current events and some topics that occur during the week. You know, since we're here 30 minutes, we don't have a lot of time to talk about a lot of different things. So The Random Report, we kind of mush it all together, give it to you raw, uncut, just the way you like it. There you go. Now, there's been a lot of events that have taken place in the past 2 weeks. You know what? I'm at a loss of words at this very moment because I can't express to you guys enough how tired I am of speaking about the tragedies that occur here on our United States soil. And I feel like regardless of how much I express how tired I am of speaking about these things, it's just going to get worse. I feel like we are at a pivotal point in our society and here in this nation, and I'm afraid of what's going to happen next. Not necessarily that I'm living my life in fear, because we don't do that. We're fearless, especially if you believe in a higher power, you should be living your life fearless. But nonetheless, I fear for the mercy of our nation, of our world, because, like I said, I believe we're at a pivotal point. And if you don't believe that, then maybe you aren't paying attention. Maybe you just don't care. As the introductory to the show states, you know, an image in its entirety is more than just the detail that attracted you to that image. We have to learn how to look at the bigger picture here. And one of the points that we try to drive home, you know, with the show's existence is you got to be willing to pay attention to more than what the media is willing to share with you. Because, but first of all, let's just say this. Let me just explain to you guys how necessary a show like Man Made Radio is. So if you're listening to the show today, be blessed. Pass it along to someone. Pass it along to a friend, a neighbor, a relative, a coworker. Share this truth here that we share with you live in the Mischief on Man Made Radio, because there's not many places that you can go and get this truth. Let me tell you, the masses and the elites are out to blind you. If you are willing to continue wearing those dark shades that they're providing you, to continue tying up those blindfolds around your eyes, tied around your forehead like that, if you are willing to keep doing that, I don't know what to say to you. Go ahead and walk that plank and do it with pride, because that's exactly what you're doing when you're not willing to educate yourself and your family and your friends and your loved ones. Be real with yourself. Let me tell you how necessary a show like this is. We speak the truth. We don't water it down. We don't hide behind celebrity gossip or government agendas or anything else. We give you the truth. You can do with it what you want. If you're joining us here live in the Mission of Man Made Radio, I want to thank you. And if you have opinions, questions, comments, concerns, feel free to hit us up, 347-637-2685. Let's talk about this Dylan Roof character. If you don't know who Dylan Roof is, just by me saying the name, then maybe you need to open your eyes, take off those blindfolds. Dylan Roof is a 21-year-old who is accused of shooting 10 people, killing 9, and the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, a historical black church in Charleston, South Carolina. One of those victims that lost their lives at the hand of this Dylan Roof was Pastor Clementa C. Pinkley. He was also a state senator, and this incident that I'm speaking of occurred June 17th of teens, so just last week. I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the lives of those that were lost this day. Just want to take a moment of silence for those. You know, over the past year, 2-3 years, really beyond that, because it's just now come into the mainstream light, all these Africans that have been losing their lives as part of police brutality, hate crimes, et cetera. You know, we've seen where they stereotype the blacks or us African Americans. They have basically found some of us doing things that were quote-unquote illegal. I mean, you name it, they've done it. But here we have a unique situation where no one was doing anything illegal. There was no stereotypes to be said or created. This group of people were peacefully worshiping in a place of worship. They weren't on the street protesting. They weren't on anyone's private property trespassing, so on and so forth. They were at a church holding a Bible study. Now, black folks, we know about Bible study. Those of you who grew up in church, we know. Tuesday or Wednesday, mostly Wednesday night, there's Bible study that takes place. Dylan Roof walks in, sits with these church-going people for about an hour, according to some reports, stands up and says he's here to shoot black people and proceeds to carry out his mission. Now, I don't know about the rest of you that are maybe listening right now, but I am beyond appalled. I am beyond appalled that we are at a point in this nation where we are now taking steps backward. People like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Louis Farrakhan, countless others who have fought for the enlightening of our race, the advancement of our race, fighting for or have fought for our freedoms. And a lot of us out here want to ignore that. We would much rather spend our time filling our brains with pollutants, nonsense, you know, stuff that doesn't benefit our growth, doesn't benefit our families, doesn't benefit our communities, doesn't do anything for us. You know what it does? It distracts us. It distracts us from the bigger picture. It divides us to the point where situations like this happen and we don't know how to fight back. We don't know how to do anything aside from taking to social media to complain or taking to the community to destroy it, burn it down, tear it down. Think about that for a minute. Think about why the outrage behind a peaceful group of worshipers who lost their lives does not develop the type of outrage that the Freddie Gray riots in Baltimore did. Think about that. Think about that. Think about the people that are behind these hate crimes and these racist thoughts behind these police brutality acts. And think about how this is so different from those. How they can't say, oh, he was selling cigarettes, or he tried to run, or he looked suspicious. Think about that. Think about how that makes us feel. How does that make you feel? If you have something to say, I want to hear it. 347-637-2685, live in the Mischief here on Man-Made Radio. Now, the reports about this Dylann Roof character are pretty profound, to say the least. Apparently, his mission was to start a civil war. Are we on the verge of something here? Is something getting ready to happen that we need to prepare for, that we aren't prepared for? Apparently, he told a high school friend that after Trayvon Martin shootings and the riots in Baltimore, he intended to start a civil war. He apparently started a website February 9th of this year, to be exact. He created a website by the name of LastRhodesian.com, which, if some of you haven't done your research, maybe you need to look up what this Rhodesian culture stands for. It is basically a white supremacist group, one of many. But nonetheless, he stated that he had never been the same since he searched black on white crime on Google. And this was apparently after the Trayvon Martin murder. He couldn't understand what the big fuss was about when Zimmerman murdered Trayvon Martin in cold blood. This young white man, who was a teen at the time, couldn't understand why America or why black Americans were making such a fuss about this, especially once he came across this website and seen that there was so many black-on-white crimes. Then he felt compelled to start his own cause to kick off this hate crime of, you know, mass murders of blacks. Now, this website has, the Last Rhodesian I'm speaking of, has since been taken down. They say that they have no responsibility in Dylann Roof's decisions, but went on record to say that we can probably expect more cases to occur. That's pretty ironic. What's also ironic is that this young man, white young man, 21 years old, shot 9 people, murdered 9 of them in a place of worship. This isn't a black or white thing. White people go to church. White people serve the same God. Killed 9 people in a place of worship, yet he has $1 million bail. I'm going to take a break on that because I want y'all to marinate on that. I want y'all to think about that. Think about that. We're going to get into some Burr, Fat Trail, featuring Rick Ross and Wale.
They know I run the game now. Nobody did it like me. Loose, you know I run the game. Stunner gave me the keys. Puff gave me the keys, my nigga. I want that oil money, nigga. Self-made, so respect the hustle. Made $100 million, did it off the muscle. Walking Def Jam, bitches think I'm Russell. Pull up on you, brrr, fuck a tussle. My old squad be on that kill shit. My old squad be on that real shit. Pull up on your brrr, full clip. My old squad be on that kill shit.
Hey, roll your blood, roll your blood. Niggas show you pistols before they can show you love. Miss me with that dish and that issue can get resolved. Double M that been my clicking ambition ain't just a song. Hey, live from the SLS, giving bitches new life and then I fuck them to death. Yes. Nah, Joe, this ain't a test. Every move is precise and I'm writing with such finesse. Woo. Better than every one of you, be 100 or nothing. You niggas suck with the syllables. I'm the one with that number 2 rumble. You stomach shot done with you. Not right now, some of you niggas have, but don't let the hungry ones humble you. Blood.
Self-made, so respect the hustle. Made 100 million, did it off the muscle. Walking Def Jam, bitches think I'm Russell. Pull up on you, brrr, fuck a tussle. My old squad be on that kill shit. My old squad be on that real shit. Pull up on your brrr, full clip. My old squad be on that kill shit.
It's no secrets and you niggas look like police. A couple figures for every killer my whole street. Plane landing in Miami, I'm the youngest brother. A fat, ugly motherfucker smoking burning rubber. Police to see us, they say they need us, but can't they touch them? They wanna be us, it's clear to see and need no discussion. I'm pill popping, I'm asking Ricky which one you fucking. My plane coming, so show me something, I'm fucking rushing. A couple killers say they the realest, they really wasn't. I'm from the city, you're rapeful, baby, we really coming. Wayne Perry, them bodies dropping, we really dumping. Never running, that money counting, gon' keep us coming. That was snuff.
Self-made, so respect the hustle. Made 100 million, did it off the muscle. Walking Def Jam, bitches think I'm Russell. Pull up on your brrr, fuck a tussle. My old squad be on that kill shit. My old squad be on that real shit. Pull up on your brrr, full clip. My old squad be on that kill shit.
Welcome back to Man-Made Radio. You just heard Burr, Fat Trail, featuring Rick Ross and Wale. First of all, shout out to Fat Trail, Rick Ross, Wale, the whole MMG, Black Bottle Girls, Black Bottle Boys. Shout out to everybody holding that down. And first of all, let me say, free Rick Ross, because in light of the situation with Dylann Roof, who shoots 10 people, kills 9 of them in a place of worship, like we stressed before the break here on Man-Made Radio, Live in the Mischief, Rick Ross gets caught up in his own situation where he's accused of forcing a man into his guest house in Atlanta and pistol whipping him. And now he's jailed without bail on kidnapping charges, aggravated assault, aggravated battery. But where's the murder charge? I mean, first of all, still shout out to Rick Ross. Not that we're condoning any type of violence or anything like that. So I don't want you to twist my words or misrepresent my purpose here. What I'm saying is, this is how much value America has on Black lives. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. But this is what America says about Black lives. Black lives, they don't matter. Someone can kill us, regardless of how vicious, regardless of what the situation was that led to the murder. They could kill us. They could take our lives. It doesn't matter. And when we get caught slipping, when we do something that's unlawful or that is frowned upon, or, yeah, let's just stick with unlawful. When we do something that's unlawful, the book is thrown at us. The book is thrown at Black people. You know, you pistol whip somebody, God forbid, oh, no bail for you. But if we kill you, we can get out if somebody wants to pay to get us out. What type of sense does that make? And like I said, this is in no way to glorify what Rick Ross did. But at the same time, what he did didn't result in anyone losing their life. So let's just think about if it were a Black man that went into a church and shot 10 white people and killed 9 of them. Like I said, Black lives matter, but if Black lives don't matter to Black lives, then how the hell do we expect to value us? How? That's why situations happen where someone could take a Black life, take several Black lives, get taken on a ride to Burger King before they get booked. Meanwhile, Black celebrity in his prime gets caught up in a violent crime. He gets no bail. He gets no special treatment. Black lives are being ruined in any possible way. from stripping us of our manhood all the way down to stripping us from our lives. Think about that. Let that sink in and let that shit marinate. Excuse my French. But I had to point that out because let's look at the bigger picture. Like the introductory says, don't just focus on the detail that they want you to. They painted that picture real pretty. They put extra emphasis on that detail because that's the point that they wanted you to focus on. They don't want you to step back and refocus your vision and then take that whole entire image. They don't want you to do that. I'm asking you to do that. Now, moving on to other things. First, let me just say this. Can we just play a Fat Trail track? I want you guys to check out the exclusive interview that he gave Man-Made Radio entitled Self-Made Fat Trail. Definitely check that out. And like I said, you can catch the show live each and every Sunday via blogtalkradio.com/Man-Made Radio. And we are jumping right along into this gay marriage topic. I know a lot of you are waiting on me to touch on that. Okay. So, as of June 26th of this year, 18 countries now approve of gay marriage. A lot of you out there that only pay attention to what the media feeds you probably didn't even know that. You ain't even know it because you're too busy listening to Future and Migos and all this other shit. Whatever. I do that too. But you also got to keep your eyes open. So, yes. The United States is not the first or the only country to include or approve of gay marriage. Actually, there's 18 countries in total, and just to name a few, France is one, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, most of Europe is now on board. The Netherlands actually was the first country to approve of gay marriage in 2001, so here we are 14 years later in 2015, and 18 countries are on board. Applaud, don't applaud, thumbs up, thumbs down. Regardless, the gay community is here to stay. Not that we're ever going anywhere, but now they have their rights approved, and I know it feels good to them. Now, a lot of you out there may want to judge, and that's fine. Actually, it's not fine, but we're going to pretend that it's fine, because guess what I have for you guys? Since y'all all out there want to point the finger at the gay community, oh, it's wrong. It's the ultimate sin. Oh, they're going to hell. Blah, 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 blah. Guess what? Fornication is a sin. So you sitting on your couch right now listening to this show with your face frowned up because we're talking about gay marriage with your three kids, three baby daddies, non-married, never been divorced. Oh, that's a sin. Oh, that's a sin, honey. All you folks out there commit adultery. Guess what? That's a sin. Murder. All y'all out there going to the store, boosting them clothes, selling them to your friends and family. Guess what? That's a sin. Guess what? Y'all all want to point at the Bible to say, well, the Bible says, God says. Guess what that same Bible also says? No sin. You heard me. Greater than the next. They are all the same. There is no such thing as the ultimate sin. So that small little white lie that you just told, that's a sin. Just because you sit your Christian butt up there in church every Sunday and read your Bible every night doesn't make you any better than the next person. It doesn't. We are all here to spread truth and love and to get our own narrow behinds into those pearly gates, cross over to the other side for eternal life. If we can't help each other do that, then, my friend, you're going about this life totally wrong. Because judging someone isn't helping you and it isn't helping them. Why not try to uplift them? Oh, some of y'all didn't like that. I feel it. That's okay. That's okay. I didn't want you to like it. I want you to soak it up like a sponge. Let that marinate. Now, the problem is with this passing of this law is, are we now going to have preachers and spiritual leaders now persecuted and basically the target of hate crimes because some of you out there may not want to perform these gay marriage ceremonies. And, I mean, if you're a man of God and you took that oath to stand up there in front of that congregation and lead them, if you are the shepherd, then, I mean, responsibility is still upon you to lead those people. It is not to conform to what America has deemed right and constitutional. No, no, no. So this is where the dilemma is going to take place. Now, I want to leave you guys with this important point before we get into another song for today. The book of Revelations does speak on not being able to sell, buy, or trade without taking the mark of the beast. A lot of you say and or believe that we are living in the last days, which very well may be. If this is your belief, abide by it. Don't pick and choose what current events in the world make you fear God or fear the end of the world. Abide by that every day. Always keep your eyes open. I'm not here to preach to you, but I am here to let you in on some truth. People only tell you what they want you to know and what they want you to understand. People will also tell you things to distract you from what they don't want you to know. It's up to you to pay attention to what you need to see. I'm asking you to do that. Those words marinate. Peace and blessings to you guys in this upcoming week. Be safe in this upcoming 4th of July weekend. And as always, live in the mischief here on Man Made Radio, we give it to you raw and uncut. Catch us next Sunday live in the mischief here via blogtalkradio.com/manmaderadio. We're going to leave you with some Eldro, The Life We Live, featuring Beanie Siegel and Jadakiss off of Eldro's upcoming LP entitled Higher Learning. You can also check out the exclusive interview that he gave Man Made Radio. He's actually been a guest of our show now twice. And make sure you check out both of those interviews.
I'm your worst fucking nightmare in a pair of Nike Airs. Run for your life, every time you look up, I'm right there. Ain't no escaping it, most of these niggas faking it. By any means, I'm making it, if I want it, I'm taking it. Still hold it down for my niggas that never switched up. Niggas come around with their chains and keep their shit tucked. Fuck talking about bringing hip-hop back. Where I'm from, even the shooters will get shot back. It's the life that we live in, this cold world ain't nothing fair. Hear the most stories from motherfuckers that wasn't there. Every day we risk getting murdered and getting robbed, cause these niggas rather get a burner than get a job. Fuck around, be a target in your own hood. Keep your guards up at all times for your own good. Every other day another nigga getting murked. The only time they show you love is when you in the dirt. I can't complain, it's the life that I chose. I'd rather marry the game instead of wiping these hoes. Blowing smoke, thinking back on my life as a kid. We done made it from the bottom, it's the life that we live.
Yo, what's commercial? He don't make them songs. Fuck you think he stayed here so long. Yeah. As long as the hood love you, you can't go wrong. Nah. They don't fuck with you, you can't go on. As soon as you start slipping, you can't hold on. Money on the table, you can't prolong. Nope. Niggas with short paper can't go long. Never. Dead or in jail, nigga, your man's all gone. Damn. Shit ain't go right, plans all wrong. Keep dropping the ball, cause your hands ain't warm. And the work ain't right, cause the grams ain't strong. But the money's all there, cause your fam ain't gone. Real talk. Yeah, I got them guys on the payroll. Yeah. It ain't about nothing, niggas die every day though. It ain't right, but it is what it is. We made it from the bottom, it's the life that we live.
Broad Street what? Bully, what? Bad boy, I'm like Diddy. Fuck bitches, get money like Biggie. Two bitches, I'm menaging like Nicki. I'ma get rich or die trying like 50. Fuck the police with an attitude, gangsta rap. Old Ice Cube with the Jerry curl, and the Raiders hat. I'ma be a nigga for life who can't stand it. Stay affiliated with drama and keep a can. Keep a can. Scar your face like a true Texan. Today I shot a nigga with the Western. Big ass gun longer than Titty 2 necklace. Club murder, VIP, you want a guest list. Why would you fuck with this South Philly sicko? I make you shit through a bag, push a tube through your pistol.
I'm ill,
yeah, and that just is how it is. I don't know about them kids, this the life that I live.